Deteriorating relations with Iran could pose a big challenge for Sweden in its six-month presidency. Stung by European Union criticism of its handling of post-election unrest, Iran accused the 27-nation bloc today of meddling and demanded an apology before any more talks on Tehran's disputed nuclear program.
Iran's top military commander laid down the condition amid continued blame over the June 12th presidential election that returned Mahmoud Ahmadinejad to power, beating rivals who insist the vote was rigged in his favor. Iranian authorities have barred journalists for international news organizations from reporting on the streets and ordered them to stay in their offices.
Swazik Dole of Paris-based Reporters Without Borders says that although many journalists have been detained, the internet is allowing Iranian citizens to get the news out to the world.
We know that 25 journalists arrested since the 12th of June are still in prison. So it makes that Iran is the first prison for journalists in the world before China and Cuba. We spend a lot of time cross-checking information because in some website we got news that this person was arrested and then we managed to talk with her. So there's all internet also is a tool for disinformation. Many people, Iranian citizens, are participating to the information, posting information. So it's really citizen information. It's not only journalists who give the information.